Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Day by Day, a radio show designed to address daily life issues, as well as covering informational, educational, yet inspirational topics that are sure to lighten the heavy loads in your life. Your host, Minister Lakiba Wallace, is a profiled author, sought-after radio television personality, and a reputable realtor. Having survived breast cancer has birthed a passion to empower people about health, wellness, and the power of God's love. So whether working in the office or driving in your car, inhale, exhale, and relax, because your rest is not too far. Just position one foot in front of the other by faith. Then you'll experience the wonders of living day by day. Now introducing your host, Minister Lakiba Wallace.
Hey, hey, what's up, family? Welcome to another edition of the Living Day by Day Show. Y'all know I like to call it the LDBD because God is good in my life, and I'm so excited about what God is doing in your life as well. Regardless of what you're going through today, right now, this very second, this very minute, no matter what you are going through in this hour, if you will, please know that God is able to do all things. Watch this, but fail. God is able to do all things, and I will stand on that no matter what is going on in my life. And so I am designed to encourage you to stand in your life as well and stand with power and strength and courage and excitement and know that the enemy cannot win. No matter what God is doing in your life, you got to know that God is always in the forefront. No matter what he has orchestrated in your life, God is always in the forefront. So trust him today. I just come today, this is Elder Lakiba Wallace, just to encourage you to trust God in all that God is doing in your life. Y'all know I could preach, it is up in me. But I'm excited today because we have an amazing show that is slated today. Preach Elder Brown Preach is in the studio with us also. I'm sure he's going to greet all of the listeners around the world as well. But for those of you who might be tuning in to the Living Day by Day show for the very first time, just want to take some time to explain to you that the Living Day by Day show is a show that is designed to educate you. It's designed to inspire you, and it's designed to inform you. And so today is going to be a powerful show. But before I get into the heavy hitters, if you will, that will be joining us on the Living Day by Day show, I'm going to toss this mic. I'm going to throw it on over to Preach Elder Brown Preach just to greet all of our listeners.
Hey, God bless you, everyone. Radio Land, I know that today is the day that the Lord has made, and I know that you are glad because the Bible says that we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Preach Elder Brown Preach, and I'm telling you, we have a phenomenal show on today. It is going to bless you. Listen, I need you to do me one quick favor. Well, I have a number of favors. I want you to call someone, text someone, tweet them, Facebook them, send them an email, flag a kite, ring the doorbell, and let them know that the Living Day by Day show is now in progress. We are live, and we have some very phenomenal, powerful women of God, powerful guests on our show on today. And let everyone know, you do not want to miss this show. Lakiba, let me tell you, I am ready for this because I know it's going to be fantastic. Let's do it.
Yeah, God is amazing. And, you know, we always say the devil is always busy, but I don't know if that is Sprint or AT&T that is busy with the noise that is coming from your phone. I'm not really sure. Y'all know I'm just transparent. I keep it real. I don't be trying to do the fake and the flodge. And so at any rate, if you are on the line, you're listening to this dynamic show that is about to go forth, please make sure you mute your line. Don't have your kids in the background, especially if they baby kids. Don't have them in the background. Don't have your dog barking, all that kind of stuff. This is a live show because we are all the way live right here on the Living Day by Day show. But thank you again to all of the old listeners. You guys are always very supporting, traveling around and listening to all of the Living Day by Day broadcast. And we welcome the new listeners that are on as well as Preach Elder Brown Preach and myself, Elder Lakeba Wallace, continue to carry the torch that God has given us to carry right here on the Living Day by Day show that airs on Blog Talk Radio every Thursday at 6 p.m. And that's Eastern Standard Time for those of you who are other parts of the world. Well, let's kick this show off. We have two very dynamic women that are going to be able to grace the stage, if I can say it like that, and talk a little bit about what God has done in their life. And I'm so excited about that. I'm going to first toss the mic to Dr. Reverend Pam Powell first, and then I'm going to let Preach Elder Brown Preach talk a little bit about, or do an intro, should I say, with Pastor Kelly Hennings. So without further ado, of course, this show is slated for those of you who want to know a little bit more about breast cancer. You want to know, you want to hear a story from someone who has made it through, someone who has jumped the hurdle, someone who has kicked cancer right in the face, if I could say it like that. And these two young ladies, including myself, have done just that. We have won the battle of breast cancer. And so this show is really personal to me. And so I'm excited about today's show. I'm excited that God has given me the opportunity to be a breast cancer survivor. But I want the one and only, the powerful, the renowned radio, TV personality, author, just an amazing, well-rounded young lady to talk to the listeners about what God has done in her life. So without further ado, I present to some and introduce to others none other than Dr. Reverend Pam Powell.
Well, good evening, everyone, and certainly I am delighted and honored to have the opportunity to be on this awesome radio show. We give honor, of course, to Elder Lakeba and all the great things that she is doing by going out there spreading the good news, because that's really what it's all about. Anytime we go through something, we need to make sure that we have a testimony. And as they tell us all the time, if there is no test, how can you have a testimony? And we certainly honor Elder Brown, who I've had a chance to connect with on Facebook. But I'm just glad to be here. You know, the devil told me that I would be dead in 3 months after, you know, finding out that I had breast cancer. And God told me to tell the devil that he was a liar. And it's been 12 years, and I'm still here planning on living to be 120. So I first must acknowledge God and give him the praise and want y'all to know that I am known as the Hope Doctor. The Hope Doctor is in the house, and
right,
I am ready to inject you with a dose of hope. So thank you all for allowing me to be here, because my job is to give hope to the world and let everybody know what a mighty God we serve.
Awesome. Well, there's really nothing else to say after that, Preach Elder Brown Preach. I tell you, she hit it right out of the park. But Pastor, Reverend Dr. Pam Powell, I want you to talk a little bit about what was it like when you first sat down and the doctor said, "I'm sorry to inform you, you have breast cancer." What was that moment like for you?
Well, that moment was really like a freak out moment, okay? It's like anything else. When we go through something in life, whether it be breast cancer, financial issues, somebody dies in the family, get laid off from your job, whatever, you go through a period of devastation. So when the doctor told me I could probably be dead in 3 months, I literally just had a fit. I even got in the car with my husband, and I was screaming and yelling and crying and telling him he was late picking me up and he needed to be there to hear what the doctor said. And I wasn't, you know, here I am supposed to be a woman of faith and a woman of God, and here I am freaking out. And I just looked over at my husband and I said, "I know I'm not, you know, the 100% everything," I said, "but I've tried to live the good life. Why did this happen to me? And my husband said, why not you? And certainly when he said that, he said, where is your faith? And I began to say, oh, Lord, that's right. He's talking the real deal, because we walk by faith and not by sight. And so I began to come up with a game plan that we were going to knock the devil out. It was time for me to pull out my boxing gloves. If anybody ever go to my Facebook page, they'll see me with my boxing gloves on. So I told the devil, somebody going to win, somebody going to lose. Devil, how about you losing? Because we're getting ready to knock you out. And, of course, going through the surgeries and all those kinds of things and all the treatments, I just kept fighting. And what I've learned, Elder, is that when you are going through something in your life, I tell people that you got to put on the faith fight. And you know the F in faith says you got to fight. That's why I got those boxing gloves out. And then the A in faith, you got to have the attitude of gratitude. And you know that your attitude is going to determine your altitude. So if you're thinking fear, false evidence appearing real, hey, how you going to get through it? I've seen people die from diseases because they gave up. I decided I wasn't going to give up. I was going to look up. If I looked up and hooked up, God was going to take me up. And then I took the I in faith, and I knew that I had to get more intimate with God. Mama used to say, get in the closet and pray when I was a little girl. Well, I never knew what it was, but I found out then, Elder. And then the T, as Zig Ziglar says, tough times don't last, but tough people do. And I do know this, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. And then I took the H in faith and knew about hope. And I know one thing, when you're at the end of your rope, you got to hold on to hope. And when I did that, I went through it, came out. Now I'm spreading the message of hope all around the world. I get to speak at the cancer events in Orlando at Lake Eola to 60,000 people. God blessed me with a TV show and a radio show. Everything happened from the setback. So today, remember, the setback is the setup for the comeback. So what God does, he allows you to go through pain so you can go get some gain. Y'all gonna make me shout up in here.
Wow.
Yes,
see,
now,
I'm sorry, I'm just energized. I'm just fired up because I'm still alive. The devil told me I was gonna be dead. I was gonna leave my family. I wasn't gonna be able to do what I saw in my dream. So y'all have to excuse me, but I'm about to come through the radio. I'm ready. Tied up. Ready to go.
This is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. Listen, guys, I know you are hearing a powerful, this is a powerful woman. That is Dr. Pam Powell. Let me tell you, I love what you said. This is Preacher Brown. I love what you said when you said giving out injections of hope. We need to have that, and so important to have hope. There's a lot of people that are they're lost, and they're trying to find their way. They've went through so many different situations and circumstances, and when you don't have hope, you are completely lost, and I love what you said about that. Listen, we also have Pastor Kelly Hennings that is online, and let me tell you, you got to hear her powerful testimony. She's going to come forth now. Go ahead, Pastor. How are you doing today?
I am awesome. I'm alive. There's nothing like having the confession that I am a six-week breast cancer survivor. It's been a long battle, and I'm just grateful that it's over.
Awesome. Well, you see how good God is. God will put you between two people who have already jumped the hurdle and have won it, and have been breast cancer survivors for a number of years. And so it should be encouraging to you, and I know it is, that if God did it for Dr. Reverend Pam Powell and for myself, then God is no respecter of person. He is able to do it for you. If we could see 12 years and 13 years and 14 years and so forth and so on, you can see that as well. So I just encourage you. I am fired up myself as well. I'm excited about what God is doing in my life, and I can only echo what Dr. Pam Powell said. I would not be a radio or TV personality. I would not have a magazine, would not have a book, because I have nothing to write about. I would not have all those things that God has really blessed me with had it not been for the battle and the struggle and the victory with breast cancer. So I salute you, my sister, that it is, you said 6 weeks, right?
6 weeks.
6 weeks. God is good. Before we jump back into Dr. Pam Powell, I want you to tell the listeners a little bit about how you got your diagnosis. For me, I don't want to say I diagnosed myself, but I found my lump, and the first doctor told me it wasn't nothing. I said, oh, no, I'm going to need a second opinion. I'm not saying you don't know what you're talking about, but what I am saying is that I'm in control of my life and my mind, and my God tells me that I need a second opinion. And in that second opinion, that's when they found that I had stage 2 medullary breast cancer. And so what was it like for you when you first found out that you had breast cancer? And did you find the lump yourself, or was that found by your medical provider?
I found the lump myself. This is actually my second bout with breast cancer. The first time I was 17 years old, I found a lump in my breast. I was an athlete, really toned and trim, and it just was an abnormality. They removed the lump. There was nothing else there. It was done. And then this time I did a regular breast exam every Monday like clockwork because breast cancer runs in my family, and it has killed every other woman that has had it. I'm the ninth person in my family to be diagnosed with breast cancer as a triple negative breast cancer, and I was devastated. I found the lump, and I was already off work on medical leave, and I was new to an area, didn't have a physician, didn't have insurance at the time, and I had to go to the breast cancer van at the end of Breast Cancer Awareness Month last year. It was October 26th, and they immediately scheduled me to go to the Women's Hospital in Baton Rouge, and I'd never had a mammogram because I'm too young. And the lady said, well, we're going to do one mammogram, and then they told me to go get dressed. And then she said, we need to do another mammogram, and so I had to get undressed. And then she said, just keep your robe on. There's some things that look odd. We're going to do a third mammogram. And then from there, they did an ultrasound that day and then a needle aspiration. And she said, honey, I hate to tell you, but we need to schedule you for a biopsy. It doesn't look good. And I said, well, this too shall pass, but I know the God that I serve. And I just started laughing. And I said, the enemy has thrown everything that he can in this moment in my life. Here in Louisiana, I'm 1,000 miles away from home, away from all of my family, and I've got to find hope when it appears to be none. And I went to the doctor by myself that day. And so, you know, I got myself together and I started to pray. And by the time I was done, a friend had shown up to show some support, but she was out in the lobby. And we touched and agreed at that moment that no matter what happened, I was going to live through this moment that had killed every other woman in my family. I would not be a statistic, but I was going to be the curse breaker. And that's who I am today.
Awesome. That's an amazing testimony. But I heard you say that this was your second bout with cancer. And if I may be a little bit transparent, the first time that you had breast cancer, did the cancer come back in the same breast, or did it come back in the other breast? Because sometimes doctors will tell you that that'll happen. Breast cancer will first hit one breast, and then, you know, a few years later, it'll hit the second breast.
It came back in the other breast, and it was a much more aggressive kind of cancer, and it was a much larger lump. It was actually in a tube, in a duct, and the duct had ruptured, and that's how I found it, because I had done the breast exam on Monday, and I found the lump on a Thursday.
Oh, wow. So what, before we bring Dr. Pam Powell back in, because I definitely want to hear more from her, what would you say to someone who is listening right now? They are newly diagnosed, and they don't have that family. They don't have anyone that they can go to. I remember when I used to work for an association we won't name, and my role was to go out and speak to women that were newly diagnosed with breast cancer to make sure that they understood what all their resources were. And I remember speaking to this one young lady. I know there's a lot of conversation around, you know, get your mammogram after 40. But this young lady was in her early 20s, and she had breast cancer, and it was in a late stage, and her husband basically told her if she got her breast cut off that he would divorce her. And she was more concerned about the divorce than she was her life. And I said, you know, I can't tell you what to do, but I'm going to drop myself in this scenario. And if it were me, I would tell that brother to kick rocks so quickly, because if he is not man enough to stand behind you as you go through this trial, that's not the one that God has for you anyway. And I never really followed back up with her because, it, you know, we were different caseworkers, and once you went in, there was somebody else that followed up. But that really kind of resonated in my spirit that sometimes you have women who are so concerned about their physical appearance and they're so concerned about what their mate would say that that's all they can really focus on, and they don't have the ability to really focus on getting healed. So what would you say to somebody who is newly diagnosed and they're going through that right now as we speak, with their husband being so shallow and not being there to support her as she goes through this very trying time in her life?
Well, I would say, first of all, you need to find your corner man, because this is the world's largest boxing match, and you need a good cut man in your corner, because it doesn't matter what you go through, there has to be someone to support you, to clean you up, and to tell you that it's going to be okay. Either way, I can relate to not wanting to lose your breasts, and not because it was my husband saying it, but in the world, I'm just going to be honest, my breasts are my claim to fame. That was the one part of my body that I've absolutely loved since they came. So being that I'm a 37-year-old woman, I was 36 when I was diagnosed, and not married, not having any children, those are things that I desired. And it was very hard for me to make the decision to have a double mastectomy after having a genetic test done. But you've got to get all the information in front of you, and you've got to do what's best to preserve your life for you. Because if you don't live for you, even if you live, you'll live a life that's full of disappointments and regrets. And there's no way that I would ever say that somebody else's opinion of me is of worth of more value than my own life. But that's one of the issues that we have as women. We don't know our worth. And my worth for so long was wrapped up in my bra size. It was devastating to me, but it really humbled me and showed me how shallow I was for the first half of my life. And I thank God today that I have a different perspective as to why God gave me these parts of my body. It has absolutely nothing to do with a man, but it has everything to do with what he called me to. And I now know that my mission in ministry is no longer about just playing a role or playing a part or wearing a bunch of hats in a church. I have to speak life to that person that's ready to give up.
Wow, that is so powerful. And I got to understand this too. You know, I share with Lakeevo on yesterday that, you know, we hear a lot of stories, and most of the time we hear people say, I know how you feel, or I know what you're going through. And the fact of the matter is, people don't know what you're going through unless they have experienced it. Excuse me. And what I hear that, you know, what you said, and what I hear that Dr. Pam Powell has said is, it's a fight. But not only is it a fight, it's a battle that's already won through God.
Yes.
And what I'm hearing you say is, it is the message of hope. I've never experienced it at all. And I refuse to get down and say, hey, I know how you feel. I know what you've done. But I hear hope. And when I hear hope, it's so important to know that we have to always look at hope and look at healing, because it comes from God. Dr. Pam Powell, you have a book that you have. Tell us a bit more about your book that you have.
Well, basically, as I mentioned before, when you go through something, you have to come out with a testimony. So in my revelation, in my spiritual time with God, he said to me that once I take you out of this thing, I began to believe I was going to come out. That doctor even told me they needed to move both my breasts. My husband looked up at the doctor and said, hey, you know, what would you do if it was your wife? And the doctor said, I do things in stages. And basically, my husband told him that, and he said, I do things in stages. He said, well, treat my wife the same way. So we began to go through things in stages, and praise God, he was going to take both my breasts. I still have both today. So, you know, we just didn't want to go by the devil's report. We were going to operate in faith. Mm-hmm. But the thing of it is that the book that was written called The P Factor, or the book that was written, The Seven Principles for Overcoming Obstacles, came from that situation, because there were some principles God was trying to teach me that would be a cure-all for anybody, no matter what they're going through. So if we got listeners today and they just want to get through whatever they're going through, breast cancer, whatever, they got to follow those principles. And I call them the seven P's. They're the P Factors. And they can go to my website at www.pampowempowers.com. But from that book God gave me, he said, teach people how to go through breast cancer. Teach them how to go through issues. And it's seven of them. Be positive, be passionate, be persistent, be patient, be prayerful, be powerful, and you'll be prosperous. In other words, you'll be healed, because the Bible says that by his stripes we're already healed. So that book has become a bestseller. It's been endorsed by Les Brown. I use it for TV shows. My first TV show was called The P Factor. Then I evolved into my own Pam Powell show. So speeches and, you know, speaking engagements and traveling around the country and being a life coach and all that evolved from the battle with cancer. So what I tell people, if they follow my book and read the book, it says, number one, be positive. Well, the Bible says that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So you got to surround yourself with positive folks. Stop hanging around negative folk. I'm allergic to them. Wow. When I hang around a negative person, I start sneezing. And I say, oh, God, I'm allergic to negative folk. And I run the other way, stage left. Then he told me, you got to be passionate. Your dream, your goal. You got to believe you coming out of this. You get around some folk that's been through it, and they'll tell you how to come out. And then it ought to be like fire shut up in your bones, like Jeremiah said. And then you got to be persistent, which is also I talk about in my book. Right. You got to press the word of the high calling. You got to stop falling and stop crawling and start bawling and say, I'm coming out of this. And then be patient. That's in the book. Your ship is still coming in, because I know that you got what it takes to win. So lift up the chin and go ahead on and do it, you know. So those are the things that came out in my book. Be prayerful. You know about that, Doc. I mean, you know the Bible says that you're too blessed to be stressed. Say that again.
Right.
Okay, I missed that. What did you say, Doc?
I hate for you to backtrack, but you said something so important, and I want our listeners to catch this. Mention the P's again, because you said something so powerful. And you tell us what those P's mean again.
Okay, be positive. Oh. Be positive.
Oh.
Be passionate. Be persistent. Be patient. Be prayerful, be powerful, and you will be prosperous.
I really love those P's, Dr. Pam Powell, and we have someone in the chat room that wants you to address how do you be positive when you get negative information about your life that can impact not only your life, but it can impact your family's life as well. So the question again is, how do you be positive when you've received a negative message?
Well, that's a very good question, because that's why it's so important. And I hope whoever the person is, that they will go to my website at www.pampowellempowers.com, because I talk about that in my book. I talk about the fact that when people are constantly telling you negative things, you got to get to the point that you move away from those individuals and begin to surround yourself with positive role models, people that are making it, people that are doing what you want to do, people who have gone through breast cancer and have come out, people who are speaking and you want to be a speaker. Whatever it is, you got to make sure that you get around, away from around the negative people. Because in order for you to win in life, you got to make sure that you understand the power, as it says, as a man thinketh in his heart. So it doesn't matter what they say. I could walk in a room and they might not like me, but that doesn't matter as long as I love myself. So you got to learn to love yourself. You got to begin to believe in yourself. And when you do that, you'll begin to have a spirit of discernment, and you know when you're in the wrong environment, where you know that you need to be around people who will empower you, as you talked about, who will help you go to the next level. Because life is about pushing others up. And when you push others up, God will take you up. So the bottom line is, don't surround yourself with negative, dull, disillusioned, frustrated, crybaby. Start running like you've never run before, and hang around some good folk who got the same beliefs that you have, so you all can get to the TOP.
Wow. That's so powerful, and I was so excited, Dr. Pam Power, when you accepted the invite to be a guest on the Living Day by Day show, because the power that exudes from you and the confidence is what our listeners need. It's what somebody out there right now that is listening, that's going through breast cancer, they need that, because cancer scares everybody. I don't care how deep you are in the Bible. I don't care how long you've been in church,
Come
how
on.
Long you've been preaching.
Amen.
It scares all of us. Your first reaction is, oh, my God. You know, and so I knew the women and the men, because men can get breast cancer as well, they needed to hear that powerful message from you. You are doing amazing things in around the globe, but in most particular in the Orlando area. I see you're posting, and you're on TV, and you're on radio. You're doing so many different things. So it's like the breast cancer situation, if you will. It was a platform or a push for you to be able to have all that stuff that God had inside of you, all the wonderful things that God had inside of you, to be able to come out. And I can tell you, your name rings. You don't even have to say Power. When you say Dr. Pam, they already know. They already know. I mean,
well,
such
I
an
honor you,
amazing.
My woman of God. You're doing amazing things yourself. And I just want, you know, I even gave up my business. When you go through breast cancer or, you know, some diseases, you got to give up other things for your lifestyle. I gave up making $400,000 a year. So I went from hero to zero in my mind, but God took me in another route. But the only way that God could get my attention to expand what I was doing, see, I was in the financial business. And, yeah, I would empower 50,000 people on a stage for financial. But he said, no, you got to give hope to the world. So I knew that God allowed this cancer to hit me, because that would have been the only thing that would have taken me out of business. I was going for the $1 million club, you know. But he said, no, that season is over. It's time for a new season. So whatever you're going through, remember, God is getting ready to take you to another season. He's like Coke. He's the real thing. You know, he's like Maxwell House coffee. He's good to the last drop. Y'all know what I'm talking about. He's like Kentucky. He's finger licking good. So he's not going to let you go through any more that you can bear. So I had to put my boxing gloves on and start knocking the devil and tell him, I know God got me here for a reason. My job is to give hope. But again, when they're going through, they just got to remain positive. But one thing that'll happen, when you begin to use all those P factors, you'll become powerful. I tell folks, you'll be faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive. You will knock that enemy out in a single bound. And when you do that, you will be prosperous, and you will begin to maneuver to other arenas. I'm in places that I never thought I'd be. I just prayed for President to be Hillary Rodham Clinton. I wouldn't have been in that place if I was still in another place. So I thank God that he delivered me from breast cancer. I thank God for the experience. I thank God that weeping men do it for a night, but joy is coming in the morning to all your listeners, because they're listening to the right radio show to get empowered to go to the TOP.
Awesome. That is so amazing. And Dr. Pam Power, if you could just take some time, I know your time is very precious. We're going to jump to Pastor Kelly as well, but take some time before you exit the show to tell all of our listeners how they may be able to follow you, listen to your show, your TV show, and also be able to get a copy of your book.
Yes, please do. Go to my website at www.pampowell.com. www.empowers.com. They can also send me a like on my Facebook page. I have more than enough friends on Facebook. I can't get any more. However, if they go to Pam Powell Show, they can do a like. We can connect that way. They can follow me that way. I also have a television show that airs at 5 o'clock on Saturdays in Atlanta on Comcast on People TV Channel 24. If they need to reach my office, they can call me at 407-376-9655. I do life coaching by phone or by conference or whatever they need, and I do travel. So if people need me to come into their city to be able to speak and empower groups, I'm able to do that as well. Again, 407-376-9655. And I just thank you all for allowing me to be here. I just want to close my segment with this. When I was growing up, my daddy got murdered when I was 12, and my mom was left to raise six children, and everybody told us we would never make it or never amount to anything. Well, I've had the opportunity to be in the presence of some of the greatest leaders in the world, including Bishop T.D. Jakes in person, including Bishop Ivy Hilliard, including Bishop Charles Blake, including two presidents. So all I got to say is this, okay, nothing comes to a sleeper but a dream. Fight to stay alive, even if you have breast cancer. Fight to keep your dream alive. And remember this, somebody said that it couldn't be done, but she with a chuckle replied that maybe it couldn't, but we'd be one who wouldn't say no till we tried. See, we buckled in, Elder, with a bit of a grin, and if we were, we hit it, and we started to sing as we tackled that thing called breast cancer, and that thing that couldn't be done, we did it, we fought it, we survived it, and now we're giving hope to others to help them to get to that TOP, and I thank God for you all for allowing me to be on your show today.
Awesome. Dr. Pam Powell, thank you so much for being a guest on the Living Day by Day show. You have an amazing story. Please continue to do amazing things as God leads you to all those amazing platforms.
Amen. God bless you all. And, hey, let's just go to the TOP together. And it was great having an opportunity to chat with both of you. And I'm going to enjoy the rest of the show. Evangelist, keep on fighting the fight. You are fired up for the Lord, and I know you're going to help a whole bunch of folk with your testimony.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Well, there you have it, listeners. That was Dr. Reverend Pam Powell, who is doing some incredible, amazing things, not just in Orlando, Florida, but across the globe. I encourage you to hit her up on Facebook and reach out to her. For those of you who need a speaker, you know, look no farther. Dr. Pam Powell is the person that it will really come to your conference and to your event and your seminar and really light it on fire. But we have another fighter, if you will, that's also online here, and that's none other than Pastor Kelly Henning. I want to give her the opportunity to also continue to expound on what God is doing in her life. But before we jump to Pastor Kelly, I just want to give you a few breast cancer facts for those of you who are listening. I told you that the Living Day by Day show brings you an avenue of education and an avenue of information. So I'm going to educate and inform you right now for just 2.5 seconds, if I may. And so I want to make sure that the women and men understand that about 1 in 8 women will develop breast cancer. In 2016, there was an estimate of 246,660 new cases of invasive breast cancer. It is real, guys. No matter what people tell you, even though we can fight breast cancer and win, breast cancer is real. I just told you that in 2016, there was an estimate of 246,660 new cases of invasive breast cancer. Make sure you go and get your mammograms. Now, I'm not a fan of the mammogram. I'm going to say that. That's, you know, and I'm not saying don't get it. But we know for the women who have had breast cancer, we know, and you've gone in and you've had that mammogram, it's not a comfortable experience, but it is a necessary experience. It's a diagnostic testing that will be able to take a picture of your breast tissue and find out if there's any carcinoma that may be lurking, if you will, in your breast tissue. So go get your mammogram wherever you do. There's some continued facts that says in women under 45, breast cancer is more common in African-American women than in whites. And so not that we want to make this a race thing, but we know that African-American women oftentimes, sometimes is a better way of saying that, they may not have insurance, or if they do have insurance, they feel like they can't afford to go to the doctor. They can't afford to take time off from work, you know, especially those single moms, because you're doing everything you can to keep the lights on, keep the water on, pay the mortgage, pay the car payment. I know all of that. I'm not telling you what somebody told me. I'm telling you what I've experienced for myself. But I want to encourage you today that you have to take care of yourself. It is vitally important that you take care of yourself. I promise you that job will replace you with somebody else. And though we don't want that to happen, but the point that I'm making is that the job will sympathize with you for a little bit, but I promise you they're not going to allow the productivity of their business to fall because they can't get involved in what's going on in your life. And that may not be for every job, but the majority of the companies that are out there, their whole goal is for you to come in and produce and do what you need to do for them. And so you have to do what is best for you and what is best for your family. I didn't work for almost 3 years. I was blessed to be able to have some people around me that was helping me financially, but I cannot say enough to all women, whether you're black, white, green, Asian, whatever you might be, Spanish or whatever, please go get your mammogram. It is important for you to do that. Please do a breast examination every month for yourself because nobody knows your breast better than you. Not the best surgeon in the world, not the best primary care doctor in the world, not the best oncologist in the world. You know your breast better. You're going to be the one that's going to go into that provider's office and say, hey, something is not right, or something's different on the right side of my breast, or something's different on the left side of my breast. And so I just encourage you, you know, I'm very passionate about that. As I said earlier, this is Elder Lakeva Wallace, and I am a breast cancer survivor, and I'm excited to say that I am a survivor. And I thank God today and each and every day to be able to have this testimony to share with the world. It was not an easy battle, but it was a necessary battle for God to be able to get the power that was sitting dormant in my body to get that out, you know. And so I'm just so excited for all of you, for where God is going to take you as you go through and transition out of your situation with breast cancer. But I want to toss the mic back to Pastor Kelly to just come on and talk a little bit more to the listeners of the Living Day by Day show, how she got through. I mean, she talked about how she, you know, she was diagnosed, and she talked about how she felt alone because she wasn't in her hometown. And so, Pastor Kelly, I want you to talk a little bit more about what was it like as you went through your cancer treatment. Did you get chemo? Did you get radiation? Did you have multiple surgeries? What was it like? Did you get sick? For me, I had so much bone pain, I couldn't even get off the couch. So talk a little bit, if you don't mind being transparent, to encourage somebody. What was it like for you for the cancer treatment that you had to go through when you were diagnosed?
It was difficult being away from family, but the greatest blessing that I had was my church family because I couldn't drive myself. I could drive myself to chemo when I was going through it, but I couldn't drive myself home. And so every week someone from my church volunteered to go with me, to pray with me, to throwing up, pull my hair back, my wig, whatever I had on, wipe my mouth. But I, in January 7th of 2016, I had a double mastectomy. And my mom and my sister came down from that, and other family came, you know, the first couple weeks after that. But then it was just me and my church family going through. And I thank God that we draw strength from the brethren, because I would not be standing here today if it was not for them. But February 1st, I started chemo, and at first I was like, okay, I can deal with this. It's going to be okay. And God asked me, before I even made the decision to have the mastectomy, would I make myself a living sacrifice? And I didn't know what that meant at first, and I didn't expect my trial with breast cancer to be so public. Not only did I go through in front of my church family, but I went through publicly because God had me do a video diary through my entire bout with breast cancer called Confessions from My Chemo Chair. And I had done videos before that I just kind of named whatever I was feeling. But once I started chemo, every single chemo treatment, at the start of my treatment, you see the nurse putting the needle into my port and the medicine coming in and me starting to get groggy from the medication, all of it is a video diary, which I am turning into a documentary. And I took pictures from start to finish of what I went through so that women who are in my position, who I really didn't feel like I had a reference bank other than breast cancer kills people because people in my family die from it. And so I kind of just went through the whole process taking pictures. My hair started to fall out on Valentine's Day, and so how unromantic is that? You know, I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to be around people. What am I supposed to do? And I had to learn how to embrace the new me in the midst of my transition. And I said, okay, God. And he said, in the midst of transition, there has to be transformation. And it doesn't matter if you're transforming inwardly or outwardly. You've got to see those changes and embrace them and know that I am God. And in the midst of what you're going through, you'll be able to relate to anyone that has cancer. And as I was going to the doctor's appointment, I became everybody's pastor in the lobby. Because if somebody was having a bad day, that one person, whatever they were going through, would begin to affect everyone else around them. So it was so awesome when she was talking about be positive, because that one negative seed can corrupt everyone else that's fighting to live. And so it was prophesied from the very beginning, you shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. And I began to declare the work of the Lord right in the doctor's office. They knew when I came in, I was going to be fired up and motivated, and I had to be the face of hope for all the women and men that were in there that were coming for treatment, because some days you're just down. You're ready to give up. You want to throw in the towel. You want to quit. But here comes this person that's happy and ready to go. Come what may, I know God's got me. But I don't know what your situation and what your story is. And so I just began to pray for people and to try and give little words of encouragement and pass on little notes that were encouraging, things that I would have wanted someone else to do for me if I wasn't already prayed up when I got there. And so it has been quite a journey. From the double mastectomy, I had chest expanders put in, which is the first stage of breast reconstruction. And so in the midst of going to chemo, I was also going to have fluid inserted into my chest expanders to rebuild my breast through the process as well. So as you look through the Confessions from My Chemo Chair videos, you also see that my body is changing and going through a metamorphosis, so to speak. You know, the chemo process was kind of like my cocoon. And I've come out. And I've expanded my wings, and I'm really ready to take off and fly, because this does not have to kill you. It doesn't have to end like this. And so I went through breast reconstruction about a week and a half ago, about 2 weeks, and I got my stitches out on Tuesday, and the physical process with the doctors is over. But it's like riding a bike for the first time. You're trying it out without the training wheels. And I was like, God, am I really ready for whatever you set me up for? And I've already started counseling women. There were two women who just happened to just get negative results from the doctor that I encountered today. And so I spent my afternoon counseling these two women who have now been diagnosed with breast cancer. And the one lady, she's already been through it once, but she just got the lump removed, and now it's back. And so I was like, okay, God, I see you in all of this. There are so many people who just need someone to hold their hand, and where any two are gathered, God is in the midst. And I just know that I'm not going to quit. My corner man didn't quit on me, and I thank God for my pastor, Apostle Ari Jones, because if I did not have somebody speaking that word into my life and holding my hand and praying me through, he couldn't relate to what I was going through, but he refused to quit on me. And I just thank God. Everybody needs that one person, because it didn't matter what step of the trial I was going through, I had someone to hold my hand, and I just believe that in this time in my life, that is what God would have me to do. And so I've already gotten busy putting my breast cancer foundation together, because women need counsel, they need encouragement, and they need somebody that's going to fight the good fight of faith with them. And I've prepared myself to go the distance.
Pastor Hennings, let me tell you, that is so powerful. I'm sitting here in awe because the Lord had placed you in my spirit, and I knew that God was definitely doing something in your life. I met you a while back, and we were together in ministry working along with and seeing how Apostle R.E. Jones and his leadership. So I know you come from and under good stock. And I notice on your social network pages, I'm going to deal with the spiritual aspect of things. I notice that on your pages you have I Won. So I talked to Elder Lakeeba Wallace, and I said, you know what, we need to make this media, we need to make this as I Won. And so that I Won inspiration came from you. It did. And you shared the I Won with Pastor and book author Dr. Pam Powell, but you also share that with Lakeeba Wallace as well. You won.
Yeah.
It's a personal win. And I'm recalled that, you know, in the Bible, in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, it says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and
yes,
by the
Lord.
Word of their testimony. That is what we are talking about. It is the testimony, because it's your testimony that is now have embarked you into writing a documentary. It has now pushed you into starting your own foundation. It has now landed you on being able to minister to women. Now, not only that you were not able to minister to the men and women before, but now you have more of a foundation. And I think sometimes as preachers, we need something what we're good at. And you're good at winning the people by letting them know, listen, I can tell you about this because I won. Well, what did you win? This is what I won. And here's the foundation. And here's the book. And here's the media. And here's the television interviews. Because if we had to sign up for this, many of us would say, wait a minute, sign up for that, and I got to go through this, and I got to deal with that, and you got to cut this, and you got to cut that. No, I'll just take the shortcut. But see, God knows the plans that he has for you. He knew before any of this started, he knew exactly where he would catapult you to. And you are so powerful in God. And there are women that are online right now that are listening. There are men that are online right now that are listening. Can you just tell us a little bit more about, because I know I see TV, I see books, I see radio, and I'm saying this, and I mean this, and I mean this from my heart, because there is someone who is dealing with what you want. Y'all hear this, hear this now. Someone is dealing with what you already conquered, and they're online right now. They're listening. They're riding in their car. Tell them how you won.
One of my favorite stories in the Bible, and I know this may sound kind of cliche, is David and Goliath. And David had 5 smooth stones. And I referred to breast cancer as my Goliath the entire time through. So when I say I won, I won. But I won because when David went to fight Goliath, there was a whole army sitting there that was more equipped and more prepared for the battle than him, but they were too scared to fight. And so I became breast cancer's David. And David had 5 smooth stones, and those 5 smooth stones, the first one was the breast cancer diagnosis. The second one for me was the double mastectomy. The next one was chemo. And then the next one was reconstruction. But the 5th stone is the opinions of men, because everyone has an opinion about what you should do and what they would have done if they were you, and it should be like this, or you should have done that. And everybody has something to say. But when you pick up those stones for yourself, you've got to know God for yourself, and you've got to know that you hold and harness the power of God on the inside of you. Greater is he that is in me, and I will not take down and I will not be overcome by anything that I have to face in this world. I'm going to win. I'm coming out on top, as a matter of fact. And I started talking to myself and writing little notes to myself on my mirror every morning as I was going through all of these changes. And I was like, I am a survivor. And I would tell myself, I'm cancer-free. I'm cancer-free. I'm cancer-free. And people would be like, this girl's talking to herself. I don't care what you think about me talking to me because you don't know what I'm going through.
Come
on.
The
mental trauma, the depression that it would be so easy to slip into if you really weren't prayed up. I tried to pray it away, fast it away. None of those things worked. I had to stand on the word of God and what I really believed was really what I had to walk out. Sometimes we preach the word to people, but we don't have to live it. You know, when a preacher gets up and say, well, this word was for me first, people say, oh, this person is elementary. No, 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 no. Let me help you. You don't understand the nights that I cried. You don't understand the mental anguish. You don't understand the depression and trying to shake it off and put a smile on your face because everyone else around you is scared for you. You know, I didn't get to have a pity party. I had to be powerful because some of my friends got pitiful. What happened to their prayer life in the middle of my struggle? And so, you know, you've got to be in a place where you're well-fortified to fight the good fight. And I won. I came out on top. I am the heavyweight champion of the world. And people are like, this girl is really somewhere else. And I said, I'm going to get me a belt made because you don't understand the trauma that breast cancer did to me. And in spite of those light afflictions, God told me he would deliver me from them all. And so here I am, a living witness of the deliverance power of God. It had nothing to do with me. It had nothing to do with me at all. But God needed a walking, talking miracle to tell people that this too shall pass and you too shall overcome. Victory is yours. But you've got to make up your mind that I will win at all costs.
And in this winning at all costs, there's something that you said that is so powerful and it's so breathtaking. And I said it that way because I'm listening to you when you talk about your leader. And this is important because many people need to catch this. There are some leaders that do leave their parishioners, and I'm just going to be honest because you know how I am, that leave them out to fight their own fight or to deal with their own issue or to allow them to pray or to allow them to fight the fight. You mentioned that your pastor, Apostle R.E. Jones, and the other members of the church basically held your hand through this, prayed you through this, talked you through this, was there for you through this. That's a very powerful statement to say when there are many people who do not get that type of treatment from their leader, let alone be able to reach them on the phone or go over to their house. There's someone I want you to talk to that may be discouraged. They're going through this process and they don't have the leader. They're going through this process and they can't reach, you know, the friend on the phone because sometimes when we get certain issues, people don't want to deal with our issues because our issues, they have issues. Hello, somebody. I need you to talk to someone who needs to be encouraged that they don't have what you have. You know, they don't have that great leader that you can reach on the phone. And I know his lovely wife, and I know she definitely connected with you, but there's someone listening right now, and they didn't have that. So can you talk to someone, encourage someone who don't have that connection, you know, with their pastor, you know?
I would say to you, because although I did have my leaders there, there were times where I could not tell people about the delusions I was having from chemo. Like, I really thought I was losing my mind. So I can relate, and I didn't want to call at 2 or 3 in the morning, but they were there whatever time of day or night. This is a time in your life where you have to get a prayer life. Jesus is interceding for us. However, we no longer need a high priest to go before the Lord for us. This is the moment where you've got to learn how to pray for yourself, and you don't have to be deep and wonderful. You just have to talk to God and say, Daddy, I'm hurting, I'm wounded, angry, and I can be honest, I was mad at God. I don't want to go through this. I don't want to deal with this, not at this moment in my life. I just launched my own personal ministry. It's time for me to go trailblaze. I'm ready to go do what I moved to Louisiana to do. I don't want to go through this, but I can tell you my relationship with God is so much stronger now because I had to go and be a small child at the Father's feet. I had to humble myself and say, yes, I have breast cancer, and it's not my breast that hurts, it's my heart. I'm wounded. I'm broken. I know that I'm going to come back from this, but will I ever be the same? Will I ever be able to identify with myself? The person I'm looking at in the mirror, her faith is diminishing. And if I didn't have anything else before, I had belief that my God was powerful and he could do all things but fail me. But why did you leave me out here like this? And it takes hearing the voice of the Lord for yourself to convince you that even in the midst of this, God will never leave you nor forsake you. He just needs you to humble yourself and be open enough, transparent enough with the creator that made you and tell him, I need you to fix your creation because I don't know how to fix myself. I don't know how to repair the damage that is done. And listening to the diagnosis of death from the doctor, it's enough for me to give up the ghost. Just being honest. And so it's a time to be prayerful. It's a time to remove all negativity from your life. You know, people will say that you're being funny, you're acting shady. No, I've got to take care of myself. Drop everybody else's burden. And I'm a minister, I'm a pastor, and I'm a youth pastor too. I can't deal with some of this right now. I've got to take a minute for me. I never stopped working in my calling. I continue to do the things that I did at the church, but I began to withdraw from all of the extra things that was pulling me away from my relationship with God. Sometimes we get so busy trying to do God that we forget about God. And so I had to get back to praying and meditating in my word and stop speaking the facts of my diagnosis and started speaking the truth of what God's word said. Because he honors his word more than his name. And so if I give him back his word and I remain faithful and obedient to that word, he has to bring me out. Because he said he's not a man that he would lie or the son of man that he should repent. So if God is the truth and by his stripes I'm already healed, whatever I have to go through for the healing to manifest, I'm going to go through it because he promised me in his word. And when you get to a place where you say, well, Lord, you said this, and Lord, you said that, you don't have to know scripture and verse, but you've got to have something on the tablet of your heart to begin to confess in the midnight hour when the devil's telling you you're going to die.
Wow. Listen, you guys are listening to Pastor Kelly Hennings, who is telling a powerful testimony. She's not telling you something that she's heard. She's not telling you something that someone slid to her on a note. She's telling you her own personal testimony. I have a question for you. I'm going to read something to you. You wrote in, well, it's not a question. Well, it is a question. You wrote something that's very powerful. December the 14th, 2011, you wrote this. Fear not, stand firm, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. Exodus 14, verse 13. You wrote, take a stand today and stay on course with what God has set before you. Today, take a stand in your workplace, in your home, in your prayer life, in your study time, and especially in your acts of service and giving to others. Take a stand and see the provision of God in every area of your life. You wrote this on your page December the 14th, 2011. And what I want to say to you is you have exemplified every form, every level, every area of what a minister of the gospel is supposed to stand and be firm in. You've done that. And I'm seeing in this post 2011, here we are in 2016, and even through what you have experienced, you are still preaching, you are still standing, and you're still letting people to know, fear not, stand firm, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he has set a work for you today. Exodus 14:13. Listen, I want to tell you, remarkable woman, to continue on doing what God has set before you. I see nothing but great things ahead of you, and what you have experienced is what you had to experience. It's called your ex. Everybody has an ex, ex-boyfriend, ex-experience, exit out of something. But when you think of the word ex in the word Exodus, it means exit. And you had to go through something so that you can go out of it to tell somebody how you made it through. And I just want to tell you to continue on doing what God has called you to do. And fear not, stand firm and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. Again, you wrote that in December 14, 2011. Elder Lakeva Wallace, listen, I'm so full. Listen, this has been powerful.
Wow. I tell you, I've just been enjoying just to hear the power that is coming out of Pastor Kelly. I've basically sat back and just crossed my legs and say, do it, God. Won't he do it? It's such an amazing testimony. And I just want to continue to encourage you to allow God to do what he is already orchestrating, already set to do in your life. And I remember when I reached out to Elder Brown, you know, I'm transparent, and I said, hey, I'm doing this show and I need, you know, a heavy hitter for, you know, to come on, a breast cancer survivor. And without hesitation, he hit me back, as I like to say, and said, oh, I got the perfect person. And I tell you, I'm just so elated to hear your testimony and just to hear the courage that's inside of you, because it's not, and you said something that was so profound, it's not the cancer that really gets to us. It's our heart that is wounded. It's what people do. I mean, I can remember people being around me. They were more scared than what I was, and I was the one that was diagnosed. You know, I'm like, Lord, what are they going through? You know, I'm the one laying on this table, you know, getting ready to get cut. I'm the one getting chemo. I'm the one getting radiation. And you scared? What are you scared about? And so I could just really relate to that when you said that, you know, your heart just really hurts. Like, okay, God, you say you are the healer. By your stripes that we're healed, you're able to do all things but fail. God, you'll never leave me nor forsake me. I don't care what anybody say, but, you know, I always remain confident in who God was. But I can't tell you that I did not have some nights where I questioned God. You know, like, God, I'm not saying you could have put this on somebody else, and we know that God is not one that is of affliction and sickness and illness and disease. We know that God is a healer. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that we realize that God would allow certain things to happen in our life. And so I question God. God, why did you allow this to happen in my life? But looking back, you know, and seeing where I am now, it was all planned by God for me to have to go through that to get to where I am. And I can echo Dr. Pam Powell that there are a multitude of platforms that I would have never been on had it not been for the battle of breast cancer that I went through. So, my sister, I just encourage you. I'm really looking forward to see a flyer coming soon with your name on it for a conference that you will be packing out some dome somewhere to share your testimony. I promise you, it's very powerful. You know, Elder Brown, you can tell when people, you know, they're thinking of something to say. They're thinking of, okay, what should be my next line? This sister was just flowing. You notice every answer was just flowing, like it was just, you know, it's already inside of her, so it was just coming out. It wasn't like she was trying to make up and we sent her some, you know, questions before the show. That thing just came right on out.
Well, I tell you, I felt it.
Glory to God.
Yeah, I felt it. I felt it, and I went into, you know, I was looking here online, and I'm on her page, and I'm literally looking at it, December the 14th, 2011, and here we are, you know, what is this, 10, 13, 2016? I mean, same feeling, same scenario. You know, there's no post in here about, you know, woe is me and I'm feeling down and out. She's still preaching, still declaring the word of the Lord, still. So, I mean, no, she's definitely on it. She's definitely on it. And I guarantee you, they say she made a good poker face. She had a good poker face, but guess what? She really showed that God was doing something in her life. And the people that have left her, let me talk to them, and I'm only going to take this for 2 seconds. For those that have turned your back on this woman of God, I don't know if I should go there. I may not. FCC may take me off the air, but I'm going to say it anyway. For you people, man or woman, boy or girl, whoever you are, that have turned your back on this powerful woman of God, Pastor Kelly Hennings, listen, you have done yourself a disservice. This woman of God had to deal with what God allowed her to go through so that she can become more powerful for the next level. And for you haters, let me tell you, we're praying for you, because what God is doing in this woman's life, God has taken her to the next level, and he's taken her so far into the next level, to God be the glory. But you've got to understand, there are people, Elder Kibo Wallace, listen, there are people that leave people when stuff like this happens. I'm just being honest. Let's be real. They're leaving people. And I'm just saying, listen, we're praying for you. But this woman of God, God has taken her to the next level. I see movies. I see books. I see this documentary. I see it, the foundation. I see it. And everything that God has taken her through to the next level, it is going to be much greater. And I'm on it, Lakeith. But like you said, the billboard, something, because she has won.
Oh, my God. Boy, has she won. Look, it sounds like another lineup, another speaker for the third annual Women on the Battlefield Conference. I don't know about you.
I'm telling you.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Lord, work it out. Well, Pastor Kelly, I can just continue to go on. You have truly, truly encouraged me. And I'm going to say this, as Elmer Brown know, I'm very transparent. It takes a lot to really encourage me, because I've learned to encourage myself. Like, I'll play around with God sometimes. I'll be like, God, I don't need a three-hour sermon, because, you know, I can preach to myself. I know how to encourage myself. My back has been against the wall with nobody in the ring to help me out. I've had to get up and fall down, get back up, fall down, get back up. I have no cheerleader, so I know how to encourage myself. But I can tell you today that I am truly encouraged by what Dr. Pam Powell has said on this show today and what you have said on this show today. And I know all of our listeners are empowered, and all of our listeners are inspired and encouraged as well. And you just really fit right in with our motto, which is to educate people, to inspire people, and to inform people. I mean, you fit right in. And so I'm just so excited about this show today. And I want you to just take a few seconds to tell all the listeners how they may be able to get in contact with you, what's forthcoming for you. If somebody out there wants you to come and speak at their conference, how they may be able to get in contact with you as well.
All of my contact information is on my website, KellyHennings.com, KellyHennings.com, or you can reach me any time of day on Facebook. that is my, I live and breathe it sometimes, just to be there, to be a light, and to be an encouragement to others. And it's Kelly Impact Hennings on Facebook. If you are that person that does not have someone to encourage you and you need encouragement, if your pastors are unreachable, let me be the one to stand in the gap for you, and you may inbox me. I will respond to you. My contact information for booking is also on the website. I'm open and I'm available for God. And so if it's meant for us to contact and connect, you'll find me everywhere at the same time. Wow. Because it's in Him I live, I move, and I have my very being.
You may as well have just said, I'm everywhere where books are sold. I mean, because, man, you want to buy my CD? Is everywhere that MP3s are playing? I'm telling you.
Wow. Such an amazing testimony. And even your picture that you have on Facebook is so inspiring as well, for people to see, you know, hey,
you're beautiful with hair or without hair, because it's truly the beauty that's inside of you that is exuding outside. So, again, Pastor Kelly, thank you so much for being a guest on the Living Day by Day show. It truly has been refreshing.
Thank you for having me, and God bless you.
God bless you. Well, Elder Brown, I think we have definitely went out on this show with a bang. You know how we do it. And so before we close out, I'd just like for you to also tell the listeners how they may be able to get in contact with you, because, you know, you will shut a city down, okay? You will pack a dome out. And so I'm sure there's somebody listening that will also like for you to come out to their seminar or their conference as well.
Well, awesome. Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Listen, everybody, this has been a really powerful show, one of the most touching shows that I think I've been involved in this year. And I'm so grateful for these two powerful women of God that have shared their testimony. Listen, if you want to reach out to me, I am on all the social connections. I am on Facebook, Preach Elder Brown, Instagram, Preach Elder Brown 1, also on Twitter. You just type in Preach Elder Brown anywhere on Google and you'll be able to find me, find a picture, also even purchasing any books that that I have that are out there as well. But feel free to inbox me or connect with me anywhere on social network, and I'll be happy to reach out to you, and we'll see what God has in store for us for 2016 and the beginning of 2017. Until then, be blessed.
Awesome. Well, there you have it. Thank you so much for tuning in to another broadcast of the Living Day by Day show. Y'all know we love you so good, and there is nothing you can do about it. Be blessed.
Thank you for tuning into Living Day by Day radio show. We hope you've enjoyed today's show. We would love to hear from you on how this show has impacted your life. Please reach Minister Lakeba Wallace at livingdaybyday.net or Preach Elder Brown at unleashedrevivaltour.com. We hope you'll join us next week. God bless.